Proclamation number 7696 of 10th of September, 1960. Faith can move mountains. The strength to believe comes forth from love, for love is strength in itself, and anyone who lives in love connects with me and now also receives strength. And this will take effect in a living faith. But then the human being can move mountains. As unlikely as this may sound to you, but the human being rarely has such a high degree of love that he is also able to believe so strongly. And yet, he should only ever strive for this strong faith. He should know that nothing is impossible for him to achieve if he lets love flare up so brightly within himself that the bond with me is complete, and then he need only request my strength and he will receive it. That he will then work with me, for whom nothing is truly impossible. Anyone who is able to muster this strong faith is also permeated by profound love, for love and strength are the same, and thus anyone who feels heartfelt love for his neighbor will also be able to help him in his adversity because his faith is able to do so. Faith and love cannot be thought of without each other, and anyone who is still weak in love will also be weak in faith and will only be able to strengthen it if he makes an effort to increase his love, which first requires that he overcomes selfish love, which is the opposite of unselfish neighborly love as required by the law of divine order. And so man cannot believe as long as he lives his life only for himself. If he tries to fight against selfish love, then the spark of love will ignite in him. Then the spirit will come alive in him, which is my share and which will now constantly urge him to be active in love. And then the bond with me is established, which can become ever firmer and more intimate, and this also results in an increased degree of love, and faith grows and becomes ever deeper and more unshakable, for the bond with me now also gives the human being the certainty that I am with him when he strives towards me, and that I now also work through him when he wants to accomplish a work in his love which is a blessing for his neighbor. Anyone who is intimately united with me also feels my strength, and this awareness also makes his faith a living one. The person is certain that everything he undertakes will succeed because he carries it out together with me, because I'm present to him. And I can be present to him because he draws me to himself through love, because I am in every person who lives in love. For I myself am love from eternity. Every weakness of faith is a lack of love. And if this afflicts you, then you should pray, you should call upon me for strength, and your request will not be in vain, for my love is so great that I will give it to you if only you open yourselves to me, if you want to be illuminated by my love. Which you prove through heartfelt prayer for the supply of strength. And if you pray sincerely, your love will soon deepen. You will be urged from within to be active in love, you will endeavor to live according to my will and your faith will strengthen. Even though you first have to reach a high degree of love if you want to achieve the unusual, which a strong, living faith is capable of. And thus love will always remain the first and most important thing in your earthly life, for love unites you with me. And as soon as I can be present to you, your faith will also increase in strength and power. And you will be happy, already on earth, if you possess a living faith which enables you to do whatever you want and which is beneficial for you or your neighbor. Amen.